sick journalism. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump also calls the New York Times report fraud. It downplays the deal that got Mexico off the hook on tariffs in exchange for more help stopping illegal immigration. The article says the agreement isn't really new, but in the works for months. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan points out the Mexican delegation scrambled to Washington right after President Trump threatened the tariffs, telling Fox News Sunday.
The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours. He arrived the next day with real proposals on the table.
McAleenan says Mexico's pledge to send 6,000 National Guard troops to the Guatemalan border is larger than previous promises. President Trump still holding the threat of tariffs over Mexico's head if it fails to live up to the deal. Dave.
Rachel, House Democrats will hold a hearing today on the Mueller report and possible obstruction of justice.
We're not going to let the president engage in a cover-up and prevent the American people from learning the truth.
But as many Democrats call for impeachment, Congressman David Cicilline tells Fox News Sunday they should not unless the American public supports it. 19 of the Democrats running for president were in Iowa, getting 5 minutes to address 1,400 potential caucus goers.
There are some well-intentioned Democrats and candidates who believe that the best way forward is a middle ground strategy.
Bernie Sanders does not. He's up to 16% in a CNN Des Moines Register poll, just 8 back of Joe Biden, who skipped the event. David Ortiz is recovering after the retired baseball all-star was shot at the Dominican Republic last night at a nightclub.
Ortiz's father, who is here as well on the island, telling local reporters just a few hours ago that David is, quote, stable and out of danger.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in the Dominican Republic. Police saying the crowd tackled the gunman. One person was killed in Dallas when a storm toppled a construction crane into an apartment building.
I'm just shocked. We're thankful to get out of there. I can say God is on my side. That's all I can say.
Several others were injured. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
He's the oldest ex-president ever. And Jimmy Carter's also lived longer after leaving office than anyone, more than 38 years. He's beaten cancer and now back at his Sunday job after a bad fall that led to surgery.
Today, and the rest of this, all of this month, as a matter of fact, we're setting the Trinity, and particularly the Holy Spirit.
Former President Jimmy Carter was teaching Sunday school classes at his hometown church in Plains, Georgia this weekend. He recently had hip replacement surgery. The 94-year-old told attendees he and his wife have nursing care at their home, and they are doing fine. Carter also thanked parishioners for their prayers and good wishes. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Thanks to cheaper oil, we've been paying less for gas, and
the possibility of further price cutting is very strong.
Analyst Tripoli Lundberg's survey of gas stations shows a 9-cent drop the last 3 weeks to $2.84 a gallon. AAA's national average for regulars a dime less, $2.74. On Wall Street, stocks may surge. Dow futures up over 100 points. A Broadway musical about an ancient Greek myth. A big winner at the Tony Awards.
Hadestown pulls in 8 Tonys, including Best New Musical.
How to get to Hadestown.
Included in the awards, a win for director Rachel Chavkin, who was the only woman nominated in that category. During the show on CBS, she talked about that.
I wish I wasn't the only woman directing a musical on Broadway this season. There are so many women who are ready to go.
Elaine May at 87 got her first Tony, and Ally Stroker became the first actress to win an award in a wheelchair.
This award is for every kid who is watching tonight who has a disability.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
On the ice, the quest for hockey's Stanley Cup will go to a final Game 7 after Boston beat St. Louis 5-1. The Bruins and Blues will play for the championship on Wednesday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
And local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda Lash, 390-9310, or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two Carl Hospital leaders are stepping down. Carl and Health Alliance this week announced that Stephanie Beavery, Chief Strategy Officer, and John Snyder, Carl Chief Operating Officer and Health Alliance Chief Executive Officer, both announced their resignations. If you're someone who texts and drives, this new law will affect you. Starting July 1st, texting and driving in Illinois will count as a moving violation. KWQC points out if you get three moving violations in a year, your license could be suspended. Illinois State Police say they can get a search warrant to prove a texting while driving violation. Champaign police are investigating a fire that broke out late Saturday night. The News Gazette says footage from a security camera shows two people set the fire at 509 East Green Street Saturday night. It was a trash receptacle fire. Firefighters found a blaze at the back of the building that had gone into the building's electric meter bank. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 and an NLS number 177-2943.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Very windy today with gusts as high as 27 miles per hour. Today's high 76, 53-hour low tonight. More sunshine expected tomorrow, high 82, low 60. We've got partly cloudy conditions on Wednesday with a high 72, low 52. Chance of rain late at 90%. Right now, the temperature's at 64, ESPN 93.5.
It's Monday. Alan Sachs is a professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. He joins us now live on the radio from the great state of Texas. How are you, sir?
I watched all the Democrats from Cedar Rapids, Iowa yesterday. And I kept thinking, my litmus test is, could any of them face down a Nazi Germany? I'm thinking of the Normandy celebration last week. And my answer is no.
What about Joe Biden, the no-show? Could he?
Yeah, well, Joe doesn't like to travel. He doesn't like to travel. And he's thinking how he can get out of his flip-flop on the Hyde Amendment.
Well, all he has to do, as long as he's got a lead, is to kind of rope-a-dope and stall, doesn't he?
That's right. During President Obama's administration, he was sort of a fixture. Wherever there was President Obama, lurking behind him was Joe Biden, sort of lurking back there. And we're really in trouble if that's the best the Democrats can do. You know, women's rights are important. LGBT rights are important. All those things are high medical costs. Very important, as I'm learning. But my litmus test is, could any of them have the muscle, the fortitude to stand up to a threat like Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan, as Roosevelt did, a Democrat, many, many years ago? And my answer is, right now, I doubt it very much.
Well, and then the Democrats would say, well, how can you go with such an unstable, reckless leader like Donald Trump?
That's what they called Winston Churchill. Actually true. Mm. Winston Churchill was considered crude and rude and unstable, but man, was he the person for the time.
Yeah. Okay, so Mexico, no tariffs, and all I hear from the liberal media is it was set up. There's nothing there.
It doesn't matter what it was. It was it's a pretty good agreement. It doesn't matter when it was set up or what happened. You know, the media is out to lunch on that kind of stuff. An agreement was made. Hopefully it'll hold. And it doesn't matter whether it was set up or not.
Well, they were making arrests this morning, so things seem to have been changed.
Absolutely.
Also, is another immigration deal being floated out there, we're hearing. We don't have the details, but maybe a purchase agreement with some of our corn and beans and crop from the farmers is being floated out there. So,
I think that President Trump is – I don't like the idea of trade wars.
Yeah.
I don't like tariff wars, but I think he's doing pretty good. Generally, his personality is what is required. You need somebody that is, quote, unstable. I remember during the Reagan years, there was speculation that President Reagan was purposefully doing some erratic things to make our enemies or potential enemies look askance a little bit or to be a little bit more wary. And I think that may have been true.
I think for Iran to be a little fearful of Donald Trump might be a good thing.
It might be a very good thing, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. But certainly they found 8 Barack Obama Democrats that had voted for Trump in Pennsylvania. They talked to all 8. And according to Fox News, all 8 say they're sticking with Trump as of today.
That was going to be my other question. Will they still be around in about a year and a half?
Yep. We got a lot of campaigning yet to come and a lot from the Democrats. So kudos to you to be able to watch that in Iowa yesterday. Good work, Alan. That's
It was tough. It was tough. And most of them there look like good, strong people. They look like my wife and my in-laws. There's something about Iowans that is really good.
I love Iowa.
But still.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. I'm going off now to a university and talk to students that are majoring in gender studies.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Now we switch to the state of Illinois. Senator Bill Brady, keeping the good fight going in Springfield, Republican from Bloomington. How are you?
Good, Stevie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. All right, news from the State House. You guys got marijuana passed, and legalization there is all set to go. Good. I saw you in a picture with J.B. Pritzker with his check mark boxes, I think. I think you were very professional, but you didn't look happy.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that picture with the check mark boxes was there. I was invited, along with some of my other Senate Republican colleagues, to go to a press conference talking about bipartisan.
Senator, I'm having a hard time hearing you. It's a real echoey this morning. It's kind of hard coming through. I don't know if there's a better way to communicate, or we should call you back, or
is that better?
That's a little bit better. Thank you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I was invited along with some of my other Senate Republicans to a press conference where we were supposed to talk about a bipartisan transportation infrastructure bill, and as well as vertical capital improvements, as well as Scott's Law. We were in another room. I didn't know that was there. I was offended, as the governor knew, by what was on that placard and what was said. There were many things on that I didn't personally support. He did call and apologize to me afterwards for misleading us. But anyway, there was a considerable amount of bipartisan cooperation, particularly when it came to what our goals were, and that was achieving a balanced budget, reinvesting in higher education, our infrastructure, our capital improvements around the state. I'm pleased to see that Republicans were able to weigh in a very productive way on many issues. Now, having said that, there were issues that we'll never be able to be with them on. This idea of asking the voters to raise taxes over $3 billion, frankly, when we agreed to a balanced budget, but we'll just set Illinois' middle class or middle income families back further, as well as some other initiatives.
Do you think there's anything to what we're hearing, a lot of buzz here in Champaign-Urbana, about being our own circuit, that I think Representative Ammons has proposed and Mike Madigan has blessed, as far as I know? Are you aware of that issue here? Because it's getting some talk around.
I'm aware of the issue. I'm not aware of the status of it, to tell you the truth. I know that Chapin Rose and Dale Ryder and other senators in our area are very concerned that it's a political power grab for the Democrats, as opposed to making the justice system non-political and based judicially.
Well, it certainly would be a precedent, which would be even a bigger deal. I think it would spread across the state. If you do it here, why not in other areas? Anyway, you've got that working locally.
Yes. We're well aware of what they're trying to do.
Okay. All right. Again, I love talking to you, but I don't like what's happening in my state. So I don't know what to do.
Well, this next 2020 initiative, I think, is going to be a defining moment for our state. Unfortunately, the Democrats were elected in a majority by the people of Illinois. I don't think the people knew things that were going to go on that you don't like and I don't like. But I do believe that the biggest difference is, do you believe that the Democrats need an easier ability to raise your taxes and, in fact, want to raise your taxes over $3 billion out of the gate with this referendum to our Constitution? Or do you believe it should be more difficult for politicians to raise taxes and that we should keep our Constitution as is to protect middle-income families?
Yeah.
This is a monumental decision in 2020 that I hope the voters wake up and embrace what I believe is the right answer, and it's to reject the tax increase, the $3 billion tax increase that the Democrats are trying to impose.
Man, I'm telling you, we're already taxed pretty highly in this state, aren't we?
Well, we are, and what we need to focus on is the reduction of property taxes. What can we do to reduce the property tax burden in a fair and equitable way? Because that's what's causing people to leave, and particularly after the federal tax changes that, frankly, said we'll only allow every resident of every state to write off $10,000 in their state and local taxes. It became an even bigger burden in Illinois. So we've got to rectify that, and controlling spending is even more important than it's ever been.
Yeah. Well, people are still leaving the state, correct?
Well, we believe they are. I do believe that the infrastructure bill we passed will help foster more economic incentive to invest in Illinois. It'll help our institutions of higher education and other things that need a bump to get an eye shot, get people looking at us about Illinois doing some things that are improving, as well as the second year in a row we've passed what I believe to be a balanced budget.
Well, and then the talk about expansion of the marijuana and gambling and everything else under the auspices of, well, we need the money and it'll help us. We're just going to keep spending. And I have zero confidence in this political body in our state, supermajorities by the Democrats, that it's ever going to go into paying off anything. It's just going to raise my obligation as a citizen.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's no question. If you look at history, you'll find that spending grows commensurately with Democratic control of the General Assembly and the Governor's office.
Yeah.
Under Republican leadership, we're able to refrain from spending, make government more efficient, cut waste. That's always a concern. And frankly, I don't think the marijuana bill, was recreational adult cannabis bill was really intended to raise money. It was more an issue for people who just really believe that people would have the freedom to use the product. I've got great concerns where I understand why some people might think it's better to tax and regulate it since it's out there anywhere. I've got concerns about what we've done and the ill effects it potentially, as we're told, will have on society.
Senator, always a pleasure. Thank you for keeping up the fight for the minority in this state, I guess, but we appreciate you.
Stevie, always good with you and your listeners, and I hope everyone enjoys the beginning of this, what I hope will be a not too dry, not too wet summer.
Yeah, perfect for the farmers, you betcha. Thank you. Senator Bill Brady in Bloomington this morning, ESPN 93.5. All right, we're going to go to our weather. Then we'll come back and do this sports recap following our bus trip to Wrigley last night.
Good time.
Diane led the way, did an outstanding job with a bus of mostly Cub fans. We had a few Cardinals sprinkled in on our bus, but pretty much it's all with Chicago
Cubs. But every time we mentioned the sweep, they came back with Remember Last Weekend in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, here's what you remember. The Cubs are a lot better than the Cardinals at baseball.
And, of course, Boston wins over the Blues 5-1.
Yep, we'll get into that here in just a moment. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy and breezy today. High 76, low 53. 82 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 60. Late showers on Wednesday, high 72 expected. 64 now with the breezes up to 28 miles per hour from the north.
All right, let's check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you this morning by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's Monday. This is June 10, ESPN 93.5. Glad you're listening. We'll be right back and give you some sports headlines in just a moment. 720 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, there's merger news. Business software company Salesforce is buying data business Tableau Software. It's a stock deal valued at more than $15.5 billion. United Technologies and Raytheon have a merger deal. Both are defense contractors and both serve the aviation business. United Technologies is in the process of spinning off its Otis elevator and carrier air conditioning divisions. Fiat Chrysler and Renault are looking for ways to revive their failed merger, seeking help from Renault's partner Nissan. Fiat Chrysler withdrew its merger offer last week after the French government blocked a vote by its board. France is a major shareholder in Renault. A senior advisor on the merger is believed to be in discussions with Nissan in Yokohama today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Nation, the perfect companion to the Fox News Channel, just got even better with five new shows from some of your Fox favorites. Joining exclusive Fox Nation hits from Hannity, Ingram, Kilmeade, and more, giving you their take on the issues Americans care about and celebrating what makes America great every day. Binge them all for free today. Enter promo code BINGE at FoxNation.com and get your first 2 weeks of Fox Nation free. Fox Nation, opinion done right. Join today.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
No matter what team or sport you love, connect with it all on SiriusXM. Hear ESPNU and more in your car, on your phone, and at home when you subscribe now with packages starting at $5 per month plus fees. Get closer to every major league with play-by-play, expert analysis, and even fantasy sports coverage. Plus, ad-free music, comedy, entertainment, news, and more. Connect with what matters on SiriusXM. Visit SiriusXM.com/listenESPN to learn more and subscribe. Channel lineup varies by package.
For over 80 years, Durst Cycle has been serving Champaign-Urbana with the best information, service, and product. Durst Cycle in Champaign and Urbana.
I think the biggest thing is just comfort. I stood next to the bicycle. I got on the bicycle. I rode the bike around in their parking lot. You know, I felt comfortable walking out the door with it. Oh, they were great. I mean, from the time I walked in the door, they acknowledged me and they stuck with me the whole entire time until I found what I wanted.
Durst Cycle and Fitness on Madison Champaign and on West University. In Urbana. Yeah, I had a great steak visiting with Donnie at the Long Branch. I love the ambiance. I love the kind of the smaller town. You know it's good. And it was. It was really, really good. I love steak. And they serve them up big time, Long Branch. I mean, it's worth the drive to Gifford. It's really, really, if you want a good steak, Donnie's got it going on, and he and his son will take care of you.
Hop in the car for dinner tonight. It's worth the drive to Long Branch Steakhouse. Long Branch Steakhouse, located on Main Street in downtown Gifford.
Let us check our sports headlines just a tad late, 7:23.
Cubs over the Cardinals 5-1 yesterday. That makes it a sweep in Wrigley. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Last night in Chicago, the Cardinals and Cubs were tied at one after two innings. Then the Cubs got two in the fifth. They tacked on an unearned run in the seventh and a Carlos Gonzalez home run in the eighth and beat the Cardinals 5-1. Now the Cardinals and Cubs were even in the hit column at nine. The Cardinals left nine on and they were swept for the weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, that's a bad ratio. One run on nine hits. The Cardinals just couldn't get a big hit. They weren't able to put enough together. In the sixth inning, they had Paul Goldschmidt on second, then a base hit by Ozuna. First and third, nobody out. They weren't able to score in that inning, and I think that just deflated the Cardinals the rest of the way. Starting pitching, very good for the Cubs.
The Cubs starter, Kyle Hendricks, picked up the victory, beating Adam Wainwright. Wainwright is 5-6, while Hendricks goes to 7-4. Michael Wacha is set to get the start tonight in Miami. Sandy Alcantara, the former Cardinal, will start for the Marlins. We're on the air from South Florida at 5:15.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Are we doing Kyle Schwarber and his big bat?
No, we're doing the game winner.
Okay.
David Bodie.
Hayward at second. Wainwright, a look at him. Now the 0-1. And Bodie with a line shot base hit. And the Cubs will take the lead as Hayward scores. RBI single, David Bodie.
Yeah, that was the game winner. 2-1. And then they went on 5-1. Cubs sweep the Cardinals. And the Cardinals have a real gut check here in the next 3 weeks. We'll see how it looks. If they don't make a little run, this season is over. I mean, the Cardinals are really, really, really not real good at baseball. They've got a lot of issues. They're illuminated when they play a good team like the Cubs. And the Cubbies got it going on. I think if everybody stays healthy and Kimbrel is the guy like they expect, it's a parade in Chicago again. I mean, they're just flat out the best baseball team, I think, now that they can close a baseball game. I didn't think they could win it without doing what they did last week with Craig Kimbrel. So, you know, things got to happen. Guys got to stay healthy and all that. But the Cubs are the best team. Doesn't mean they'll win it, but they're the best team.
Yu Darvish to the mound for the Cubs as they face German Marquez and the Colorado Rockies. That's a 7:40 start on U.S. 105.9. The Cardinals have the Marlins. Sandy Alcantara against Michael Wacha. 6:10 start here on ESPN 93.5. Chicago White Sox over the Kansas City Royals 5-2. White Sox will now face the Washington Nationals. Again, one of the biggest headlines was the 3-3 tie in the NHL Finals for that quest for the Stanley Cup. Bruins over the Blues 5-1 yesterday with 4 goals in the third period. Game 7 Wednesday night in Boston. NBA Finals continue. Raptors lead 3-1 and will host those Golden State Warriors. Will try to fight back tonight at 8. Rory McIlroy, big winner at the Canadian Open as we set up the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open, Pebble Beach.
Gotcha.
Rory went nuts, almost had 59.
Yeah.
Shot 61.
Final round, 961.
Well, yeah, if he'd have birdied the last hole, he had 59. He bogeyed it, but
goodness.
It was amazing. Rory McIlroy wins by like 7 or 8 shots. So he'll go in as one of the favorites in Pebble Beach. But this will be the hardest U.S. Open in 30 years. It's just set up tough at Pebble Beach. It is a gorgeous region of Northern California. Looking forward to that this week. By the way, St. Louis, all the energy has been sucked out of everything, and everything's going into the Blues right now.
Uh-huh.
There is no energy for the St. Louis Cardinals, and maybe there shouldn't be because they're just not very good right now. But there was a mistake made by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch E-Edition that published a Stanley Cup winning headline, Dewey beats Truman kind of a thing.
Wow.
It was the Blues win the Stanley Cup, comments from the owner, we're going to have a parade on Market Street. The whole thing was published early.
Oh, wow. I want that paper.
The Bruins saw it, and that wasn't good.
Okay, then.
Just one of those ready to explode. The Rams left. The Cardinals aren't very good, and we're going to be Stanley Cup for the first time in 52 years. So they were about ready to blow, and then they did that. So they go back to it's Game 7. The Blues amazingly have been better on the road than they have been at home. They're 6-7 in the playoffs at home, which I don't quite get. But we'll see. Did they awaken some of the real giants in that Bruin squad? Because they've got some stars on that squad that played great last night. So I don't know.
Right, and 4 goals in the third period.
Now,
my goodness.
It might not be good for the St. Louis Blues going back for Game 7. We'll see. 7:29, new law in Illinois. It's taking effect July 1. You need to know about it. I got to explain that, and we got to learn more coming up.
I say Scotty's. You say Brew House. Scotty's.
Brew House.
Scotty's.
Brew House.
I say 32. You say Draft Beers. 32.
Draft Beers.
I say live. You say sports. Live.
Sports.
Scotty's Brew House will always give you something to cheer about. They've got over 30 draft beers and TVs as far as the eye can see. Go ahead and punch in Scotty's Brew House on Neal Street in Champaign into your GPS for your slice of sports heaven.
It's the amazing Luther Falls.
Look at the beach, the palm trees, the sea going all the way to the horizon line.
Luther Falls is in some exotic location in the Caribbean that will make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have cabinet selection to fit your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they could remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign a chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Head to their website at remodelingchampaign.com or give them a call at 356-4060. It's a beautiful day. You're walking barefoot. You see the bright sunlight. You hear the birds chirping. You feel the wind hits your skin. You take one step. It can't be. Your face grimaces in pain. You and your bare feet step on the largest bull thistle you have ever seen. Why has a single step just messed up your entire day? Don't allow a beautiful day to turn tragic. Give Spring Green a chance to earn your business. Click on spring-green.com or call 359-2111. Spring Green will allow you to enjoy your lawn again.
Lillian Wu, House Democrats today kicking off what they're calling the presidential obstruction hearings to investigate the Mueller report. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, blasting Democrats.
They just won't move on. You know, after the Mueller report came out, what were all the articles? What were people like me asked every single moment of every day? When are you going to move on?
On Fox and Friends this morning, Red Sox legend David Ortiz hospitalized after being shot in the Dominican Republic.
Last night, just before 9 o'clock in Santo Domingo, the capital. He was shot in a nightclub at close range in the back. His father, Leo Ortiz, telling reporters just hours ago that he is in stable condition. He is resting and that, quote, Big Poppy will be around for a long time. The Red Sox team putting out a statement saying, we have offered David's family all available resources to aid in his recovery.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in the Dominican Republic. This is Fox News.
Yeah, a guy on a motorcycle came up and shot Big Poppy in the back. It's like, what?
Right.
And they rushed him to the hospital. He had liver damage. He had to take part of his colon out. He told the doctors, please don't let me die. I'm a good man.
Right.
And they apparently caught the shooter. People caught the shooter, not the police.
I see.
And beat the living daylights out of him. And that guy's in the hospital and will be charged when he's able. But, man, Big Poppy sitting down on the cell phone, guy comes up from behind and shoots him. I mean, points, it's on video, points the gun and shoots. Local news brought to you by Jamie Monticelli and Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE. Or see their page on Facebook, online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a fire that broke out late Saturday night. The News Gazette says footage from a security camera shows two people set the fire at 509 East Green Street Saturday night. It was a trash receptacle fire. Firefighters found a blaze at the back of the building that had gone into the building's electric meter bank. A resident of the building saw the fire and called 911. Several occupants of the building were displaced because of the fire and the lack of electrical service. Firefighters had the fire under control within 10 minutes. Some changes are coming to the MBA program at the University of Illinois. WCIA says the university here in Urbana-Champaign will drop its residential program and put more emphasis on its online program. The online MBA program costs about $22,000, and right now 2,600 students are enrolled. 3,200 students are expected to apply this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
ESPN 93.5, weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois, visit gerbercollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
High 76 expected today, 53-hour low into the evening tonight. 82 with sunshine expected tomorrow, down to around 30. 30, 72 the high on Wednesday, then a 90% chance of rain. North-northwesterly gusts 24 to 34 miles per hour this morning. Right now we're at 63, ESPN 93.5.
Well, Honda BMW has been so good to us and so good to Grace Kachaturian, Miss Illinois 2018, by allowing her to drive a Civic and then CRVs the rest of the way for the year. And they've just been incredibly generous, and we're very appreciative. Grace was crowned Miss Illinois a year ago yesterday.
Wow.
And she just flew in late last night from Seattle. She's in north of Vancouver at some place called Malibu Club, where it's a Young Life, a non-denominational Christian youth group. She's mentoring and interning for the summer there, but she flew on a seaplane, landed in Seattle, had to rush to the Seattle airport, Seattle-Tacoma, and then flew late into St. Louis, where Jana picked her up at midnight. They got to the hotel about 3, and she's going to give up her crown this week. And it was a big news last year when we had the News Gazette front page several times, and it's just been a whirlwind of a year, and Honda's been there all the way. We sure appreciate Ben Quattrone. He takes care of his customers, and that means you. If you want to be a customer of that guy, you're going to be happy you did it. Now, I'm sheepishly going to go into Honda BMW because Nathaniel was driving one of their vehicles because the car he bought needed a part, and they had him take, you know, another one to Chicago. And he was parked on the street of Chicago, and there was a hit and run, and nobody left a note, and all of that. And it's just so disappointing that humans could do that to
really
each other.
Really frustrating.
You just shouldn't do that. It's just not right. I mean, it's a pretty good crunch, and it's just so... How can anybody do that and just speed away? How do you do it? Anyway, we'll deal with it. It's all good, but Honda's a terrific.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, it's just what it is, and mm-hmm. I'm sure it happens. You ask the police how often it happens. So sad. Anyway, Honda BMW, they're the best. They're an award-winning dealer. It's Honda BMW, service before, during, and after the sale. Off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Okay, so this law that says you can't text and drive. It was a violation. It was a fine, but now it's a moving violation.
Right.
And I it's good. Because distracted driving, if you look at a four-way stop, you look at a stop light, you see people looking down.
It's rare for you to make eye contact with a fellow driver
these days. They're texting. So you it'd be like a police officer with a squad car outside a bar. You pull them over. They've been drinking, probably. Most likely. It may be like that. You can pull about anybody you want over, and you can subpoena their records and probably find out that within a minute or so of when you stopped them, they were texting.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I have is, it's still okay. You can have the phone to your ear in Illinois, but you can talk on the phone if it's hands-free. That's legal. If I text hands-free, like Apple CarPlay in my CRV, Honda CRV, Apple CarPlay, where I can totally text with my two hands on the wheel. What would you like to say? Tell Diane I'm running late. Your message says, tell Diane I'm running late. Would you like to send it? Yes, please. So I don't ever have to move my hands off the wheel. That's got to still be legal.
Right, but there'll probably be record of that you talked the message instead
It'll still look like a text. On the record, it'll look like a text. But I'm assuming hands-free is okay. Otherwise, why would hands-free talking be okay? Because you can't put the phone to your ear, which you see all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are hands-free talking and that's okay, I presume, but I don't know, hands-free texting must be okay too. So we'll try and delve in a little bit. But that's supposed to go into effect July 1. And the point is, and we've all probably been guilty of it, you just got to lay the phone down and hang on. It's going to wait 5 minutes. Because it needs to. We really ought to focus on driving. And distracted driving is a huge problem. And I fight it myself. Because I'm trying to get 5 things done in the car as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We don't need to do 5 things in the car.
You're right.
Used to be the good old days where you run home and the hard phone on the side of the kitchen wall you grab because somebody calls you.
But 3 moving traffic violations in 1 year could lead to a suspension of your license. So this is something that also should be on your radar. Don't text and drive.
Yeah, okay. So just be aware that's coming up. Okay, this big Poppy story is a beloved baseball player, mm-hmm. retired from Boston. He just pounded the Cardinals. I think it was a 2013 World Series.
That's accurate, Stevie. Just looking that up. He's 43 right now, and the shooter, Eddie Feliz Garcia, was 25 when he shot him in the back.
Yeah, but they have a motive at all?
They say that he is heavily sedated, David Ortiz is who I'm talking about, and out of danger and will be so inside the next 24 hours. And the crowd was beating up the shooter, but they asked, you know, those who were beating up this guy to back off. They need him to talk, kind of thing. So,
'cause they don't know why.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the David Ortiz story. So last night, Wrigley Field, I drove because I delivered Nathaniel's new car to bring back the other car. So I needed to do that for Nathaniel, and then we ended up driving up to Wrigley ourselves. And beautiful little area. I mean, around the whole region, we were probably 5-10 blocks away.
Uh-huh.
And I'm driving trying to find a spot because you can pay and park. There are plenty of those.
Sure.
But they're 3-hour limits. So I didn't think I'd quite stretch far enough for that. I didn't want to have to run back to the meter because
that's right.
$65 if you're late. That's the fine.
I see.
$65.
Okay, then.
So you don't want to
read the fine print on
that. Yeah, I think that's pretty bold print. Here's your deal. Anyway, so I drive by and there's this woman standing next to her car on the street with her iPhone and she's holding it out and it says $20. And I said, "Are you leaving?" She says, "Yeah, you want to buy my spot?"
I see.
She has a parking spot, and she's simply standing there with her iPhone and has 20 with her finger written on it, $20.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, "Wait a minute. You're going to move out of your spot. I hand you a 20, and I take your spot?" She says, "Yeah, you can park here all night. There's no meters here."
I see.
So I said, "That's gumption. That's entrepreneurial.
Okay.
Here's my 20.
Right.
Because most parking around Wrigley is $40.
Uh-huh.
$60. It depends how close you get.
So she was someone who lived in the area.
Yeah, she was one of those people I'm going, how can I implement her in my business?
Right.
Shali Hakamenian, she's an Armenian, of course, a go-getter, social media Sherpa.
That's what it says on her social media.
Social media, GPS to finding fun, ease, and accountability. Doing it yourself, your social media public speaker. She's an MC. Catherine Johns, former WLS newswoman, was her mentor.
I remember.
She wanted me to be her LinkedIn. So she was doing it all in 2 minutes, taking the 20, giving me her spot, helping me park it. I just love that entrepreneurial spirit. And she said, "Man, that's what I do." She was buzzing around making money.
Excellent. Why not?
Well, you like that initiative.
Uh-huh.
Roll up your sleeves. Go get her done.
That's right. And that's exactly what we did yesterday. Had a great time with our bus trip to Wrigley. And Dan McCaslin and I from Bales Unlimited Bus Company met up at the top on the right field catwalk. Have you ever walked up in that area?
Right field, I have not.
And Aiden and I really walked around Wrigley and got a feel for seeing the diamond from different perspectives. Had a great time with my son. It was a blast. Anyway, Dan and I could see down at Addison and Sheffield, and we could see how the buses were all lined up, and they were probably going to have priority, because that's how Chicago is. Yeah. They got their people that they got to treat right, and we're, you know, the outsiders with the tour bus. So I said, "See that CTA half block down? That's a good landmark for us. Why don't you park right under the bridge or as close to the bridge as you can?"
And he could do that? They let him do that?
Said, "I'm going to circle around. I'll text you if I get this done."
Oh, good for him.
And so we had a landmark where I could just point. There's where you're going. And I point to point met with people in our section.
Good for you.
And we got it done.
Good job, Diane Leader Ducey. Well done. It's not that easy. If I ever drove again, I would park on Addison toward the lake.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of spots, 6-8 blocks away. It's not that far.
Okay.
And then you're about 100 yards from Lakeshore Drive.
Nice.
We got out there and got I was at Fuddruckers in Madison before the game ended.
Oh, wow.
We left 2 innings early.
Okay.
We blew through. Lakeshore was great.
I got to tell you, I really enjoyed being there the whole game. Of course, we have 30 minutes after the last out. I started my timer. Yeah. We were all in.
That's
at
awesome.
30 minutes. But, you know, seeing Go Cubs go and seeing them all shake hands and the interviews
and
stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
so, good stuff.
Really enjoyable for somebody as Cardinal fans who love hearing them sing
yeah.
Go Cubs go. and you get beat
again.
We
were all high-fiving, at least the Central Illinoisers.
Great, good to see
and
you.
And while I was waiting for the bus folks to come out, and by the Ernie Banks statue where we decided to meet, there was a 96-year-old veteran that they honored right there next to me from the Army with his World War II hat on. So many high-fives going to him. Good stuff.
Text in if you'd like, 359-2255, 359-2255. We'll check your sports headlines coming up.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at First and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Have you taken advantage of earning $250 from the U of I Community Credit Union? Think of all the things you can do with an extra $250. Take a family road trip, improve your landscaping, or just save it for a rainy day. Open a new checking account and get $100 cash. Then open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. This offer won't be around for long, so take advantage today. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. The possibilities are endless when you bank with us.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, 746. Here's your sports headlines.
Well, Cubs swept the Cardinals. The final last night was 5-1. ESPN 93.5, your home for the Cardinals, will now have the game at 6:10 against the Marlins. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night in Chicago, the Cardinals and Cubs were tied at one after two innings. Then the Cubs got two in the fifth. They tacked on an unearned run in the seventh and a Carlos Gonzalez home run in the eighth and beat the Cardinals 5-1. Now the Cardinals and Cubs were even in the hit column at nine. The Cardinals left nine on and they were swept for the weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, that's a bad ratio. One run on nine hits. The Cardinals just couldn't get a big hit. They weren't able to put enough together. In the sixth inning, they had Paul Goldschmidt on second, then a base hit by Ozuna. First and third, nobody out. They weren't able to score in that inning, and I think that just deflated the Cardinals the rest of the way. Starting pitching, very good for the Cubs.
The Cubs starter, Kyle Hendricks, picked up the victory, beating Adam Wainwright. Wainwright is 5-6, while Hendricks goes to 7-4. Michael Wacha is set to get the start tonight in Miami. Sandy Alcantara, the former Cardinal, will start for the Marlins. We're on the air from South Florida at 5:15.
Yep, they've got Michael Wacha. And
Sandy Alcantara is who they traded for Marcel Ozuna.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's a guy in, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Cardinals, it's showtime now. This is the season. This next 3-week stretch is the season. We'll see if they can fare any better, because it has not been good for the St. Louis Cardinals since May 1.
Cubs will use Yu Darvish 7:40 start against the Rockies, and you'll hear it on US 105.9. The White Sox over the Royals 5-2 was the final. They've got a series starting up at 7:10 against the Washington Nationals. Also had Boston over the St. Louis Blues 5-1 yesterday. Game 7 Wednesday in Boston with that series tied at 3 apiece. Raptors leading 3-1 in the NBA Finals. Golden State Warriors trying to fight back tonight at 8 in Toronto. NASCAR at the Michigan International rained out yesterday. That's a 4 o'clock start today, which is kind of unusual, but they're expecting some showers early. Rafael Nadal with the 12th French Open win. Wow, so many titles going to Nadal. Also in the Canadian Open, Rory McIlroy. That final round of 9-under-61 setting up the contenders for Pebble Beach and the U.S. Open.
Maybe Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, now Rory McIlroy. Tiger's still pretty far up there. But Pebble Beach, the U.S. Open is one of those you want to watch because they look like almost humans playing golf because they struggle. If they missed a fairway, the rough is deep. It's hard. It's some big scores will be put up by the best players in the world because it's so difficult. So it's kind of fun to watch Pebble. And Pebble Beach is just gorgeous. near Carmel by the Sea, where Clint Eastwood used to be the mayor. Looking to build, buy, or refinance, partner with Busey. Their in-house mortgage expertise and participation in a wide range of programs means your home loan is tailored to your needs. With nearly 40 special mortgage programs, Busey can help you find the one that fits you. Fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, maybe construction and lot loans, investment properties. What do you want to do? Busey provides simplified home financing with nearly 50 lending professionals. And it takes about 20 minutes or less on BuseyMortgage.com to get pre-qualified. You'll want to do that knowing your options. Better to go look at a home knowing that if this is a hot piece, you got to move on it. And you'll be ready. You'll know what you can do. And Busey is a name you can trust. They put thousands upon thousands of families achieving their dream of home ownership with the help of a Busey mortgage professional. If you're ready to take that next step, partner with Busey for the resources to turn your dream of home ownership into reality. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Ask which special mortgage loan program is right for you. Or visit BuseyMortgage.com. BuseyMortgage.com.
We got a text in to 359-2255. This is a little off topic. Just wanted listeners to hear that my son, Jordan Daughtry, is the kidcaster for Channel 3 News. Thanks to Adam Claiborne. He's the morning meteorologist. Yeah. Please wish him good luck.
Go for it.
Way to
man.
Go, Jordan.
Way to get in there, buddy. I see all those, what are they, chyrons and all the things. Mm-hmm. You point at a wall
a
that really shows
you
a
get
map.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. Check your weather, brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They're on Bloomington Road in Champaign, locally owned and operated. Betsy and Brad Parks will take care of all your janitorial supplies, all your cleaning equipment and machines. I have run many of those. They are cool, and they help you get the job done right. Betsy and Brad Parks at CMIclean.com or 359-6262.
A little on the overcast side right now. Winds between 26 and 32 miles per hour out of the north-northwest. High 76 expected today. 53-hour low tonight. Make way for sunshine tomorrow. High 82, low 60. 72 the high on Wednesday, but then some showers late. Right now the temperature's at 64. ESPN 93.5.
This week at Party City, turn up the heat on your summer with these great deals. It's time to enjoy that pool with buy one, get one 50% off giant pool inflatables. Or pick up solid color plastic table covers at just two for a dollar. And our 50 count 16 ounce party cups are buy two, get one free. That's right, buy two, get one free. Do your summer upright, only at Party City. Oh, it's on. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The St. Jude Champaign-Chipiore Run is coming up on August 2nd and 3rd, and we need your help. Sign up to participate as a runner for this incredible 103-mile trip from downtown Champaign to the Peoria Civic Center. Get involved in this relay-style run by running 1 mile, 5 miles, or even 30 miles. All proceeds from the run benefits research on children's catastrophic diseases. Sign up today at custjuderun.org or email custjuderuns@gmail.com for more information.
Experience Naya, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, now open at 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Celebrating food and people is what they do best.
My name is Ann. My husband and I had dinner at Naya, and we loved every dish. We visited Rome a few months ago, and this is a true, authentic Italian menu. I'm telling all my friends about Naya.
Have a new and exciting dining experience right here in the heart of the Midwest at Naya. Now open at 212 East Green.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
I love it when teams gamble. And all of it starts with Masai Ujiri and the Toronto Raptors going, you know what? I think we can get to the next step if we rent the player in Kawhi Leonard. Think about how many times teams have decided not to make that move. And now I sit there and I think this changes everything in the NBA. Changes everything in the NBA because now you're going to have teams that say, you know what? I'm more apt to go in on Anthony Davis. It's going to be a one-year rent-a-deal, right? Yeah. If I feel like we're close, let's go and roll the dice as opposed to, well, let's build something 3 or 4 years from now. Because I think what Toronto's about to do and win an NBA title, the NBA is the hardest sport, I believe, out of the four major sports to win a title. For Masai Ujiri to roll that dice, while it may not have been the biggest of risks, gives every other NBA franchise at least a slimmer of hope.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool Program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions, so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock like DeWalt and Little Giant. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Now save $60 on a two-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $99. Plus, we now offer the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder, giving you the flexibility to do just about any job for only $159. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/16, U.S. only.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. All right, good break for the news. We have our law enforcement official of the month for June. We're going to be Charles Hoskins coming up and learn about him, and that's next. At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Hey, Hans, have you started thinking about Father's Day?
Yep, I'm all ready for it. Do you know what your kids are getting you?
Well, not really, but if they know what's good for them, they'll head over to Game Day Spirit in Champaign.
That's where I went. I got my dad a new polo. It was 20% off. I also got a deal on hats because it's buy one, get one 50% off.
Wow, that's so cool. So you're going to give the other hat to me, right? Since, you know, I'm kind of like your work dad.
Probably not, Lon.
Happy Father's Day to all our favorite dads. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Let's talk about Chad. Last year, he was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, Chad started his information technology career, making more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online two or three times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
The last weekend in June, head 8 miles south of Champaign to Tolono with their Twilight Track 5K, Friday, June 28th. And at dusk, a free outdoor movie for the family under the stars. The start and finish line for the Tolono Twilight Track 5K is at the Scout Cabin in Westside Park with Busey Bank of Tolono volunteering their services to help out. Some of the highlights for Tolono Fun Day on June 29th include the parade at 11 a.m. and American Patriot Pyrotechnicians popping off their fireworks just after 9:20. Get more details at the Tolono Fun Day Facebook page.
Urbana Park District wants you to enjoy the summer with great music and connect with your friends during Neighborhood Nights presented by OSF Healthcare. Each Wednesday this summer will feature great local music in one of our parks. Bring your lawn chair or even a picnic dinner. Spend a great evening outside listening to rock, folk, country, jazz, and bluegrass music. Concerts begin at 6:30 each Wednesday. We'll provide free popcorn, lemonade, and water. Join us June 12th at Southridge Park for New Souls. It's an Urbana Park District tradition. Join us Wednesdays this summer for Neighborhood Nights.
Hey, you. Are you looking to the big box stores for cabinetry? You are simply just a number. They couldn't possibly care about each individual cabinet and countertop that will go in your kitchen or bathroom. Luther Falls not only gives you the attentive service and installation you need for your project, but they also won't be beat with their prices. If you can't afford Luther Falls cabinets, you can't afford cabinets. Contact Luther Falls by going to their website at remodelingchampagne.com or give them a call at 356-4060.
Spring is here and it's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm the PGA Golf Professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
Hello, this is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your